The Lovely Lewis Pass and Maroua Valley. The Lovely Lewis Pass and Maroua Valley, a circular main roads route from Christchurch that takes in both Arthur's Pass and the Lewis Pass. North at top. One of my favorite parts of New Zealand is the Lewis Pass, Maroua Valley area in the middle of the northern half of the Southern Alps. You get there by way means of State Highway, SH7, which runs through the area. One of the best multi-day hikes that you can do in the vicinity of the Lewis Pass is the St. James Walkway, named after the former St. James Station upon which most of the walkway's 66 kilometers is located. St. James Station, after which the St. James Walkway was named, was acquired by the New Zealand government in 2008 and incorporated into a wider St. James Conservation Area. The Lewis Pass stops are just on the other side of State Highway 7, in Lewis Pass National Reserve. DOC Graphics, from press released St. James Station, October 8, 2008. By New Zealand standards, the St. James Walkway is a comparatively easy tramp, though there is a lot of exposure to alpine weather. Most of the distance is tramped on river flats, but nowhere is below 500 meters of elevation, and the highest point, the Ansaddle, is over 1,100 meters up. There are 8 huts along the way plus a roadside shelter and a short side trip to a 9th hut, the Magdalen Hut. Here are some photos from a hike of the St. James Walkway that I went on with the Auckland Tramping Club and the IR custom-made bus, Big Blue apostrophe. There are numerous other tramps off to the side of SH7 in the Lewis Pass, Maroua Valley area, such as the Lake Daniel Tramp, Lake Christabel, the Lewis Tops track which begins on the western side of SH7 from a spot near the northern road end of the St. James Walkway, and others. From the Ada Pass down to its northern road end on SH7. The St. James Walkway follows the right branch of the Maroua River. The right branch of the Maroua River flows down a lengthy gorge named Kopio Kai Tangata, Cannibal Gorge, as it is also known in English, a name shared by one of the huts on the St. James Walkway, for gruesome reasons which are explained in the Te Ara, online encyclopedia of New Zealand page on the Maroua Valley, linked above. The gorge and the pass are very close together. And in fact, Kopio Kai Tangata seems to be the nearest the Lewis Pass comes to having a name in Maori. Though having said that, the status of the name Kopio Kai Tangata has been openly disputed since 2015, with an official letter on behalf of the Ngati Tumatako Kiri Iwi tribe, stating that the gorge was simply known as Maroua in early times, a name which means shady. Certainly Maroua would be the more harmless choice if an alternative, official, Maori name for the Lewis Pass was sought. Whatever we call the gorge it flows through, the Maroua River right branch then joins another branch and becomes the Maroua River, flowing west along SH6 and then turning re.